Hey team, it's Francis. Look, we had such a good chat with Ilse on the last episode, all about rentvesting, but I really wanted to drill down into the pros and cons of this, because it is hard out there if you're trying to buy a house, and so the standard way might just not be working out for you. However, anytime you go off that standard path, you can run into some fish hooks. So I was on with the breakfast team yesterday and we went through a speedy version of what you need to know if you want to make this work for you. They've said I can reshare it for you here, so enjoy.
There's a new and increasingly popular way to buy property, and it's called rentvesting. It's basically meaning you live in one place and buy a house in another. To explain more, we're joined by independent financial journalist Francis Cook. Love to have you in the studio this morning. Yeah. All right, rentvesting. Can you give us the definition? What does it mean?
Yeah, so basically, somewhat what it sounds like, you are renting in one spot, probably quite an expensive spot, and you are buying a property elsewhere. You're turning that into an investment property. And this is particularly for people who are stuck in those areas like maybe Auckland or Queenstown, where you need to be there probably for work, but it's very expensive. And so you end up making this a bit of a compromise choice, but it can actually turn into a really nice lifestyle for a lot of people. It will end up, they can rent somewhere nicer than they would have been able to buy, or they may not have been able to buy at all. And then they're turning that house deposit, sending it elsewhere where the money can work hard. You're not stuck constantly saving into a bank account, feeling like you're constantly left behind.
So what about when you're in a situation where you want to buy your first home and you want to use your KiwiSaver grant, or you know, want to tap into that, but you have to live in that property, don't you, for the first 6 months? That's the caveat if you want to use KiwiSaver.
Yeah, so that is the big fish hook with this. So many people use KiwiSaver. If you're thinking about using this for your first home particularly, you wouldn't be able to use your KiwiSaver for it. So if you're someone who is saving 10%, going really hard into your KiwiSaver, but you're looking, you want to keep your options open, then maybe consider something like a slightly lower KiwiSaver savings. You can put those extra savings somewhere else just to give you options for the future.
Okay, so that's not going to be an option. What are the other ways you can go about having a crack at rentvesting?
So rentvesting would be, you would have a little look at the areas around you that are cheaper. So maybe if you're in Auckland, you're going south, you're going north, and you're looking for those areas that are a bit cheaper. You could also look for a cheaper type of property that wouldn't work for you. Maybe you've got a family and you're thinking you might buy an apartment instead. So those sorts of things. And I think for a long time, we've had this very one size fits all approach to property, where we think of, you need to buy a 3 or 4 bedroom home.
With some land.
With some land, a big garden. And like, that's lovely, don't get me wrong. And then if you pay that off a bit, then you might buy 1 or 2 investment properties and there's your retirement sorted. And I think that worked very well for a long time. But as property prices have gone up so much, people are looking for different ways of doing it. And this is one that's popping up. It's working for a lot of people.
So what are some of the key things in terms of making it work financially? So you might think, okay, I'm saving a little bit of money by renting here, not buying a house. What is the best approach if you do want to make it work?
So you'd have to be quite, I think, you'd really have to sit down and say, what does my lifestyle need from me? And what does my money need from me? And you'd have to get quite clear-eyed on that. So I had a really great chat with someone on the Making Sense podcast, and that was with Ilse Wolf, who's actually been investing in property for years, recently sold her family home in order to do more rentvesting. Here was her thinking behind it. She wanted to move to a really good school zone for the kids and a really nice house for them. And she said the house that they could afford to rent was much nicer than what they could have had otherwise. So they looked at the rental prices. Rents have gone down a little bit recently. Looked at those rental prices and thought, actually, we can upgrade our family lifestyle if we're renting. But we're going to immediately take that money and we're going to make sure it is going straight into investment property, make sure it's working hard so that we're not getting left behind financially. Because I think the thing is, the danger is if you then don't have those savings working in something like property or shares if you want, but the idea of this is property, if it's just in a bank account or you're not saving at all, that's the danger. So don't get slack on where those savings go.
What are some of the pitfalls of reinvesting? In that situation you've just given us there, I'm thinking you don't have the same security. You might be in a school zone, which you love, but then your landlord might say, tenancy's, you know, it's up, it's time to go. And then all of a sudden you're sort of left a little bit stranded.
Yeah, yeah. You are going to want to be really quite careful about where you end up renting. The people I've talked to who've done this have taken a really long time, actually, to find the right rental property and almost find the right landlord as well, if you know what I mean. People who have been landlords and are looking for long-term tenants and they're wanting that security still, because that is tricky. When you're renting, you are a bit more insecure. So there's that sort of issue to it. There's the KiwiSaver one that we've already mentioned. And then there's the fact that one of the reasons why people like having their own home is it's kind of a forced savings plan. You have to pay off that mortgage every single week. The bank's not going to let you stop. So you might need to be a bit more disciplined into making sure you don't just rent and say, oh, I'd like to buy an investment property. I'll get on with that soon. You need to make sure you are putting that money to work, paying that off, and in that housing market, still see your money is growing.
Frances Cook, I love it to see you. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Interesting. I was just thinking, getting out of the mindset of putting your money into renting and that money you feeling like, oh, it's going to somebody else. But then remembering if you do have that investment property, that that's where your savings is coming
from.
Yeah.
Just a note before you go. This podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.